Yes, it's time to head over to Planet NPL and speak to Joseph Franich from Green Gully. Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming on the station once again. It's been a pretty successful season thus far for Green Gully, but a couple of losses in recent weeks. How have you think the season has gone so far?
So far, I think it's been a bit up and down. We're fourth on the ladder, which isn't too bad, but I think with the quality in our side and what we've got, I think we should be a bit higher up the table. We've had a couple hiccups. Like, we haven't beaten one team on top of us, which has hurt. But there's been a lot of good moments in games. We haven't been able to put it together for 90 minutes. So I think once we do, results will start coming and hopefully we'll bridge that gap on the teams above us.
And not being able to put it together for 90 minutes, do you think that's a fitness issue? Do you think that's maybe a concentration issue? What do you put it down to?
Definitely not a fitness issue. I think you could say just a bit of a concentration issue. Yeah, like it's just in... We do have a really young team. I'm 26 and I'm the oldest in our team. So it just shows... Could be maybe a little bit of experience. But yeah, it is a very young squad. So I think it's still a learning curve. I think we'll eventually hit our straps and we will put it together for 90 minutes. But for us, the challenge is to just find a way to do it.
Well, how have you found being the elder statesman of the team at the ripe old age of 26? Have you taken on to mentoring the youngsters and imparting your experience?
Yeah, I'm trying to do the best I can, but at 26, I'm still quite young myself. So it's different because I've always been sort of every team I've been in, whether it was at Hume, at Altona last year, or at Melbourne Knights, I was always one of the younger ones in the team. So I'd be picking up the balls after training and filling up the water bottles, and now it's the opposite. So, no, it's good. I'll try and pass on as much as I can. But we do still have, despite the young age, there's still a lot of players that have sort of been through an A-League environment. And that's they've got a lot of experience themselves as well.
And how have you rated the quality in NPL Victoria this season? For my money, it seems like it's probably at an all-time high.
Yeah, definitely. The quality is high. Like, there is not one easy game, and it shows, like, bar the top teams, there is a lot of quality in the top teams, obviously, in Avondale Heights, Bentley and Heidelberg. But all round, like, the teams below us, they win one week, and all of a sudden they're pushing for finals, and then they lose one week, and they're fighting relegation. So it just shows how much quality there is all round and how, on their day, any team can really beat any team.
And you went down 3-0 to South Melbourne a couple of weeks ago. You beat South Melbourne 3-0 a few weeks ago. But you went down 3-1 to Heidelberg United and 2-1 to Hume City. What do you put the strengths and weaknesses of the team down to? Are there maybe a need to tighten up defensively?
Not so much, because I don't think the goals we're copping, like if you look at the goals we copped against Hume, we copped the penalty and we copped the set-piece goal. Similar against Heidelberg, it was we copped the penalty and, you know, a couple crackers from outside the box. So we're not really getting played through so much that I think defence was the issue. I just still think it's just like making an effort at the right time to, you know, close the ball down, or just like the fundamental errors of like giving away penalties and stuff like that. So I think it's all a learning curve still, and Like I said, I think we're going to find it, because we've got goals in us every single game. We've scored the most goals in the whole league. It's just the goals we've conceded, it's been a bit too much. And for us, it's just minimising those errors. I definitely don't think it's a team defensive point of view. I just think it's individual errors by players that I think everyone in the team has made an error. So for us, it's just learning off those errors and making sure they don't happen again. And we know we've got goals in us, so we're definitely going to score goals.
And Green Gully went out last month in the fifth round of the FFA Cup 2-0 to Northcote City. But despite that, have you found that in recent seasons NPL football has been given a boost by the existence of the FFA Cup? Is it an exciting competition to take part in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had the luck to play in the semi-final of that against Melbourne Victory at Amy Park when I was at Hume City. And I mean, we were 6 weeks out of the season, I think, when we played that game, but it was an amazing experience. We played them at Amy Park in front of a few thousand people. And, I mean, us sort of local players, we don't get that opportunity to be televised on Fox Sports and get the commentary and all the, you know, all over to Harold Sun. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's definitely very exciting, and I really think that's good how the country put that cup together.
And your head coach, Arthur Pappas, left last year on a sort of brief sojourn over to Saudi Arabia, but he's back in charge now, I believe. What is he bringing to the team, and what has he brought to your game this season?
Arthur is, I think he's a very good coach. He to the team, he brings a very good style of football. I'd say every game this year, there hasn't been a game, win or lose, that we haven't dominated possession. So the way we play, we like to keep the ball, and he's got his ways. He likes us playing, and it's just a matter of at training, we work on it, everything, and he knows exactly what he wants. So it's really good. And for me, he's been excellent. I mean, he's very approachable. So if there's a question I want to ask him about the game or my positioning or how I played and how I can improve, the door's always open, and he gives me that luxury to talk to and help me improve on my game.
And you've got Kingston City coming up on Monday night and then the following Friday against high-flying Avondale. I mean, against Kingston, you've mentioned that Green Gully is tending to get results against the teams below them, but maybe has struggled against the teams above. How are you planning for the match against Avondale, and what do you think you need to do to get a result off them?
So against Avondale, I think we'll go out there. Sort of, I think Arthur will bring game plan. We'll work on that next week. For us at the moment, I think we're just trying. We've obviously had two losses in a row, so we really want to get that confidence of winning against again against Kingston this week. And I think the whole change room doesn't like losing, and it's shown over the last couple of weeks because no one's really happy. But if we bounce back against Kingston and get that confidence, I'm sure we'll take it into Avondale and just follow the game plan. Arthur will have a game plan, a winning game plan. It's just up to us as players to execute it and go out and do what we need to do.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us again, Joseph. It's always great to have you on the station, whether it's chatting to you personally or hearing you in another program. So best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That was Joseph Franjic, player for Green Gully in NPL Victoria. They're up against Kingston City on Monday night. Let's take a break here on Football Extra on FNR Football Nation Radio, and we're going to be back with some expansion chat back soon.